In the headlines, St. Lucians are being encouraged to vocalize their positions on the subject of legal access to cannabis through a series of community outreach consultations. The island's lone national tertiary institution is preparing to recognize the successes of some 300 scholars under the guidance of newly installed principal, Dr. Keith Nurse. And West Indies are in a strong position at close of play on the opening day of in the one-off test versus Afghanistan. Details coming up.
Black Friday sale ever at Massey Stores Home and Mega. Savings on 120 items in store on Friday, November 29. Electronics, indoor and outdoor furniture, small and large appliances, housewares, toys, tools, and more. However you shop with us on Friday, we're giving you value. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Check out our websites at Massey Stores SLU to see what's on sale. And see you this Friday at Massey Stores Home, Gablewoods Mall, Sunny Acres, Latuni, and Mega.
Hurricane season is here and the time to be prepared is now. Your safety and the safety of your assets begins with you. So don't wait until the last moments to prepare. Make sure trees around your home are properly trimmed to avoid branches and roots from damaging your assets. Test your shutters and generators. Secure loose objects around your property. And remember, always be fully insured. Secure the right policy for your family, yourself, and your assets at Nagico Insurances. For more information and hurricane preparedness tips, visit Nagico.com and the Nagico Insurances Instagram and Facebook page. Be prepared and safe during this hurricane season. Nagico Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
A reflection of who you are, and you can make it perfect with M&C Home Depot. Quality products at great prices, everything you need you're sure to find it. What a best service, you can count on us. Experience you can trust.
M&C Home Depot. Home is where the heart is. Let's make it beautiful. M&C Home Depot. Better value for better.
And now with the details of the news, I am Kiba Talium. St. Lucians are being encouraged to vocalize their positions on the subject of legal access to cannabis through a series of community outreach consultations initiated by the St. Lucia Cannabis Commission. Commencing on Tuesday, the outreach sessions have been described as a necessary platform to proponents and opponents of the push to legalize the consumption of cannabis. The engagement sessions, scheduled to be hosted within multiple communities island-wide, closely follow the recent launching of the St. Lucia Cannabis Commission. Member of the Commission and Chairman of the Cannabis Movement, Mr. Andre Decaries, speaking on the upcoming sessions, sought to impress upon St. Lucians the importance of participating in the community engagement sessions.
Last night at the Castries Town Hall, there were not a lot of people, but the good thing that we get out of it is that when we ask the crowd, do you support legalization? Every single hand went up. So we could now tell the politicians, we have five more to go. But in the first one, the Castries Town Hall, everybody wants to see legalization, bar none. So basically, what this is for, is for the politicians to get the pulse, because you know the politicians, they think about votes and support. And if they think that this would be a bad decision that would affect them in the polls, they will not do it. So just from the reaction of the people who came in the first one, 100% of the people think we should legalize. So now they have, on the other side, they have a lot of people who are completely against it, and for whatever reasons. And we encourage those people to come forward and state their concerns and make their recommendations. So that would affect the way that we draft the legislation to ensure that the majority of citizens in this country are comfortable with the new legislation and new regulations.
According to Dakiris, while organizers were faced with an initial hiccup in determining suitable locations due to reticence in using schools as a site to discuss the subject, after addressing the issue, execution has been seamless. The Cannabis Movement chairman went on to outline the locations of upcoming sessions.
We know for sure Denry is on this Thursday the 20th at the Grand Revere Community Center in the Mabuya Valley from 5:30 to 7:30. So we're asking the people to come out. Farmers, ganja farmers, citizens who are concerned, people who just want to know what is going on and want to voice their opinions or their support or their lack of support, or who want to just know more about it. Ask all the pertinent questions. All the questions have been had in your head and you wanted to find out about, right now is the opportunity to do that. Then next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're doing Groseilliers, Ancillary, Viewfort and Souffre. So the flyer hasn't come out yet for those for next week, but you know, it's good to let the people know that there'll be 4 community consultations next week.
The Cannabis Commission member went on to highlight plans of the commission to continue educational outreach.
Going forward, to ensure that all the regulations are adhered to and people know what atmosphere a legal regime would be like, we have to actually educate the people on etiquette. We have public service announcements coming out because one of the major reasons for legalization is to deal with the several public health issues, the COPD, the underage consumption, the abuse, all these things, protecting people who are have a genetic predisposition to psychoses that could be triggered by cannabis. All this information needs to go out to the population so that we prepare our population for a legalized regime.
Member of the St. Lucia Cannabis Commission and chairman of the cannabis movement, Mr. Andre Dakiris. The Ireland's Lone National Tertiary Institution is preparing to recognize the successes of some 300 scholars under the guidance of newly installed principal Dr. Keith Nurse. Commencing office as of November 1, 2019, the seasoned educator is expected to play a pivotal role in the upcoming annual graduation ceremony at the Sir Arthur Lewis Community College as the featured speaker. Communication officer at the college, Natalie Jolie Fannis, commented on the details of the upcoming ceremony.
On Sunday, December 1st, the Sir Arthur Lewis Community College will be holding its annual graduation exercise where it celebrates the achievements of its most recent students who completed their programs of study from all of our various divisions. This year, as usual, we would have a featured speaker, and we are very pleased to introduce and to have as our featured speaker the new principal of the Sir Arthur Lewis Community College, Dr. Keith Nurse. And he will be speaking about his vision for the college and his mandate to move the college forward.
A dual British Trinidad and Tobago national, Dr. Nurse, formerly served at the University of the West Indies as the World Trade Organization Chair, Executive Director at the UE Consulting Inc., Director of the Shridath Rampal Center for International Trade, Law, Policy and Services, as well as being the Senior Fellow at the Sir Arthur Lewis Institute of Social Economic Studies. Speaking on the mood at the institution, Mrs. Jolie Fannis noted that it is one of excitement and anticipation leading up to the celebration of excellence.
The graduation ceremony begins at 10 a.m. on Sunday, and we are appealing to all graduates to be there at least an hour earlier. We are currently in the stage of graduates collecting their packages that include their gowns and their stoles, their invitations, etc. This year, what is new, we have new gowns that the graduates can look forward to, and the addition now are the scarves that we did not have in the past that the graduates can keep as their mementos. So as of this week, graduates have been coming into our office in the administration building to collect the graduation packages. I know parents are waiting for the invitations, so we're appealing to all of our graduates to come in. We have over 300 students graduating this year. Very excited about that, and we look forward to celebrating their achievements.
Communication officer at the Sir Arthur Lewis Community College, Natalie Jolie Fannis. West Indies are in a strong position at close of play on the opening day in the one-off test versus Afghanistan. The star of the West Indies performance was off-spinner Rakeem Cornwall. Commentator Joseph Reds Pereira now reports.
On the opening day, the West Indies were able to bowl at Afghanistan for 187, with Cornwall taking 7 for 75 in a sustained bit of off-spin bowling. Right up there with the best West Indies spinners, Jason Holder captured 2 for 22. West Indies in reply at the close of play was 68 for 2. And John Campbell, the left-hand opening batsman, was not at 30. And Shamar Brooks was not at, on 19. The West Indies losing opener Braffitt and Hope just before the close. West Indies ending with a very strong position. In more cricket news, England and New Zealand will start their second test at 6 p.m. Eastern Caribbean time, and those who have qualified for the semi-finals in the West Indies 50 over competition, as they head practice in Trinidad today, are hoping for good weather with leewards, Barbados, emerging players, and of course the Trinidad and Tobago team, all hoping for success in the semi-finals over the weekend. But more on the cricket, a great day for West Indies in Afghanistan as a one-off test match, and Cornwall, the off-spinner, the young Antiguan, the star of the show.
Commentator Joseph Reds Pereira. Mexican drug cartels will soon receive the designation of terrorist groups by the United States government. The announcement was made by U.S. President Donald Trump in a conversation with conservative media figure Bill O'Reilly on Tuesday, during which O'Reilly questioned the next course of action to be taken in addressing cartels within Mexico. Mr. Trump's comments follow a previous announcement of his intention to, quote, wage war on the drug cartels, end quote, following an attack which resulted in the deaths of several U.S. citizens in Mexico, inclusive of 3 women and 6 children of the Mormon faith. According to the U.S. president, the decision followed previous offers to Mexican leaders to assist in cleaning house.
I don't want to say what I'm going to do, but they will be designated. I don't say what I want to do. I've already offered Mexico. I like the president very much. I actually get along with this president much better than the previous president. And in theory, this president has socialistic tendencies, but I think he's a very good man. But I've actually offered him to let us go in and clean it out, and he so far has rejected the offer. But at some point, something has to be done.
Responding to Mr. Trump's comments, Mexico's foreign minister, Marcelo Ebrard, stated that his country would, quote, not allow any violation of national sovereignty, end quote. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Wednesday rejected what he described as U.S. interventionism, noting that Mexico would take up the issue after the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday, with Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard leading talks. Now to the regional developments, brought to you with the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
This is the Carib Update News Service. I'm Wendy Chateau reporting. Dominica's opposition leader denies involvement in any plan to accept campaign money in return of a promise for a diplomatic passport. This is the big story we're tracking this hour on Wednesday, November 27, 2019. Details of this story and more straight ahead. Now for the details. Dominica's opposition leader, Lennox Linton, has denied getting into an arrangement to sell diplomatic passports should he be elected following the December 6 general elections. In a much-talked-about documentary by a Doha-based news channel, Al Jazeera, undercover recordings captured Linton's lawyer, David Bruni, discussing the prospects with one of the TV's investigative reporters posing as a potential client. But Linton has denied any involvement.
I have had no conversation at all with David Bruni or any agreement with David Bruni to sell diplomatic passports, ambassadorships, or diplomatic immunity to anybody. I spoke to David Bruni about a state asset recovery program that I am committed to as leader of the United Workers Party after getting into government.
The documentary highlighted what is exposed as a controversial policy by many countries in the Eastern Caribbean to award diplomatic passports to donors and investors. Dominica and Grenada were featured heavily in the report, with Prime Ministers Keith Mitchell and Roosevelt Skerrett directly accused of spearheading the policies in their respective countries. Many of the claims made against both Mitchell and Skerrett were previously reported over the years, but the report on Linton, a man who could become the next Prime Minister of Dominica, led to a day of media debate in Roseau. The Dominica Police Commissioner, Daniel Carbon, has banned political motorcades there this weekend, the final one before general elections. Carbon has announced no permission was given to either of the political parties in Dominica to hold motorcades, citing security concerns. The top cop noted a highly politically charged atmosphere. Carbon said he had called in representatives of both the Dominica Labour Party and the United Workers Party to discuss applications that were received from both parties. The St. Kitts Nevis government is seeking to set term limits for prime ministers and is returning a bill to Parliament Thursday for a second reading. The Timothy Harris administration is advocating a two-term limit for national leaders. Opposition legislators have already signaled their intention not to support the move. The main opposition, St. Kitts Nevis Labour Party, says the legislation needs a special two-thirds majority of all elected legislators to pass, and given the balance of power in the current parliament, there is no prospect. This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. In more news, the government in the British Virgin Islands has announced a minor reshuffle in portfolios. Representative Shari De Castro, who last year became one of the youngest persons to be elected to the House of Assembly, has been made the junior minister for tourism. She replaces another first-time representative, Charlene Flax Charles, who has been switched over to De Castro's old portfolio of junior minister for trade. The adjustment in responsibilities was confirmed Tuesday by Premier Andrew Foy. The changes took effect Tuesday. Foy said, and we quote, "This initiative is about capacity building in the government and preparing our junior ministers to not only excel in their performance in this term, but to serve in future terms of office and at higher levels." Trinidad officials say at least 16 people have died there so far this year from the flu. The health authorities have now embarked on a major influenza vaccination drive. The Ministry of Health said as at last Friday, the number of suspected cases for this flu season had reached 2,738. In Jamaica, with reports of several dengue-related deaths at the Bustamante Hospital for Children in the last few months, the opposition there has intensified its calls for the government to do more to tackle what it says is a crisis. In a statement on Tuesday, opposition spokesman on health, Dr. Maurice Guy, said more resources should be immediately allocated to hospitals to effectively handle the increase in cases of the mosquito-borne virus. Dr. Guy said patients are facing lengthy delays in receiving treatment at the Bustamante Hospital for Children. This has been another edition of Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service, the Caribbean's newsroom. I am Wendy Chateau.
for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
To end the news, a recap of the headlines. St. Lucians are being encouraged to vocalize their positions on the subject of legal access to cannabis through a series of community outreach consultations. The Allen's Lone National Tertiary Institution is preparing to recognize the successes of some 300 scholars under the guidance of newly installed principal, Dr. Keith Nurse. And West Indies are in a strong position at close of play on the opening day in the one-off test versus Afghanistan. This has been the Midday News Edition. I am Kiba Talium. Good afternoon.